All right, it's great to see everybody. I'm not gonna lie, I thought about using last year's speech. Because, okay, let's be real. How many people are really gonna remember? But I thought that things have changed since last year. Some of you guys know that for real, and some of you guys have been hearing about that through all your, I don't know, various social media or whatever. Some of you have come to visit, but the world has changed. The world has changed since we last met. I think we need to shoot a bit higher and talk a bit bigger. I think last year, if you remember, we talked about just having a tzlacha in the summer. I think this year we got to talk about a little bit higher. Because Am Yisrael needs you. Am Yisrael needs superheroes. Now let's talk about how you can be a superhero and how you can help. I think a lot of you probably thought at some point it passed through your head, how can I help? What can I do? If the Yetzer Hara was a little bit in your head, it was like, I'm so insignificant. How can I really make a difference? Now, there are amazing people who organize, organizations that send, 3,000 suitcases to Chayalim of donuts and like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's what you guys are focused on and what you should be focused on. Those people are amazing, but you need to be focused on your own lives. That is a phrase called Chayecha Kodmin, that your life comes first. That's the source of that is a bit of a morbid sifra in Parshas Behar, where basically the sifra says that there are two people walking in the desert and there's enough water for one of them. So what do? So there's a machlokes, but Rabbi Akiva says whoever's holding the bottle of water, that's the person that drinks the water, because Chayecha Kodmin, and your life comes first. So Chazal use that in a bit, other less morbid context. But what that means is that you have to think about yourself, right? Your job right now is to go through college and find a shidduch, right, and get a job and get your life started and figure out how you're supposed to build a bias nevim in Yisrael. Or maybe those are coming Shanabed. Okay, fine, you can do that first. But your job is not necessarily where you are in life to run to Eretz Yisrael and open a hostel for displaced families. Like, there are people doing that and they're amazing, but you guys have your own tafkid in life, and I would imagine that it has perhaps popped into your head at some point in the last, 10 months, how can I really help? So I want to talk about this a little bit in the concept of godless Adam and the concept of greatness of a person, to give you guys a little bit of chizuk and to remind you that no matter where you are, you have an ability to impact not only Klal Yisrael, but the world at large, simply through your actions and your Shmir Satara and Shmir Samitzos. Because very, very often, the Yetzer Hara will attack us and make you think, I'm not important, who really cares, it's just a small little thing. Right? It's natural to feel that, etc. But we're going to talk about why the details matter and why every single person here can contribute to the bringing of the Mashiach. That's for the Chabadskers. Any Chabadskers? No Chabad, right? No. For the bringing of the Mashiach, but even more, not more important, but as important, the safety of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz as well. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is a Musar Sefer that's based on Kabbalah 101. So if you've never learned it, it's super cool. I can't pretend that I understand what he's written in there, but I can understand the translation at least. And he writes that Jews, literally, just to frame it in a language you can understand, Jews are superheroes. He doesn't write that in that language, but he says Jews are superheroes in the sense that our abilities, we have an ability to affect worlds with our actions. That's what he writes. He writes that there are upper spheres and there are lower spheres. What does that mean? I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but that's literally what he writes, that there are these upper worlds that we affect with our actions. That in turn affects the lower worlds as well. We just came off of Tisha B'Av a couple weeks ago, just to give it for an example. He writes that the reason they were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash is because we had already destroyed the upper parallel Beis HaMikdash in the upper worlds with our sins. What does that mean? I don't know. But in the sense that there is an upper, in the upper Shemayims, our actions affect what's going on upstairs, and that in turn affects what's going on down here. And we have our abilities to do that. And he writes, just a quote from the beginning of Shar Aleph Perek Dalet. I don't have the sefer here, but he says, "Vizos Torah." I have a little quote over here. "Vizos Torah Sa'adam Kol Ish Yisrael." Every single Jew, Al Yomar Bilibo, don't say in your heart that Chas V'Shalom, don't say this, that Ki Ma'ani, what am I? Uma Kochi, what are my abilities? Lif'ol B'Maseh Shvalim, to do actions with my meaningless, my tiny, tiny actions. Shum Inyan Ba'olam, I have no ability to impact the world. Don't say that, right? Rather that every single Jew is a superhero. We have the ability, right, to impact, right, tremendous things. I think, like, there are certain, they make a joke that if you take every sect of like Judaism, but you take one thing from that, it gives us tremendous mussar. Like from Chabad, you take like the concept of Mashiach. Right? From Dati Lumi, you take the concept of Eretz Yisrael. From the Haredim, you take the concept of like Limud HaTorah. From the Sephardim, you take like the concept of being strong with Halakha or whatever. So they have. I used to joke, and I think it's, I don't know if it's a joke. I think it's Emes, that some things in the world exist to teach us reality. And I tie into that the whole concept of Marvel and like that type of stuff is to bring about a concept and an understanding that you have quote unquote superpowers. However that plays out, okay, we're not picking up a hammer and throwing it to whatever. But however that plays out, that concept of having, affecting things supernaturally, right? I tie into that that's why Marvel is so popular, to get that idea across. And that's exactly our point. That we have to understand that our lives and our actions, as we'll explain in, you know, in the next few minutes, it's not that we are going to Eretz Yisrael and doing all these amazing things that these people are doing. Even the simple things that we do on a day-to-day basis affect Am Yisrael on a tremendous level. Right? If you like the mystical, so again, like we said, Rav Chaim talks about and that we affect the upper worlds and lower worlds. I'm not going to talk about that. I don't really, that's not my forte. I have friends who can talk to you. You can find these shurim online. But I want to hammer down a yisod that we know to be true, but we often forget, and that simply is that our sins and our mitzvos affect the world. We're going to talk about sins, we're going to talk about mitzvos, but literally every action that we do on a small level, right, coming to this year, right, the small things that we do on a day-to-day basis, making a bracha on food, etc., right, those have an impact on Am Yisrael on a very, very, on a very, very serious level. And for some reason that kind of welcome. What was I saying? Yeah. No. So
much presence.
So here it is, Mamish. I feel the holiness. So we know this to be true. We just don't, it doesn't impact, if for some reason it doesn't register, right? Like if I would go around the, I'm sure you talked about like Tisha B'Av, 9 days time. Like what destroyed the first base HaMikdash?
Sinach Chinam.
Sinach Chinam. Okay, that was the second one, but that's good. Yeah, what was the first base HaMikdash was the big three. Gilei Arayot, Shefichas Damim. Avodah Zarah, good. So we're very comfortable with that, right? We're familiar with that. We talked about what destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, right? That's the shmooze you get, I would imagine, leading up to, no, not at all, ish, some nods, okay, fine, good. So when things are, let's say, 2,000 years ago, we all know, oh yeah, this destroyed this and this destroyed that. But when we're faced with more modern calamities, like the things that happen in our own lives, all of a sudden that's like uncomfortable to say. Like once we start, now obviously because we're not prophets and we don't really, really know, but when you start talking about those concepts, right, that to say that, like, you know, sin caused X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to pick a specific tragedy because then people get upset, but just because you would get upset, right, that's the point I'm trying to make, right? We are very comfortable with saying that Averos affected and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but when we have calamities that happen, right, let's say in the last 100 years, so all of a sudden that gets uncomfortable. Now, I'm not a prophet, and I'm not saying I don't know exactly what it is, but this whole concept that sin and mitzvah affects the world in a general way, right, is found throughout Chazal, and I'm just going to bring a couple of sources. Again, we can go on for a while, but I don't want to keep you guys too late. You guys are going to college tomorrow or something. So some of you guys, well, not that long. Okay. We'll do some the Chumash will do some Gemaras. If anybody's familiar with Parshas Balak, anybody know Parshas Balak? Parshas Balak. What happens to Parshas Balak?
So much.
Indeed. Bilam the sorcerer. Good. You guys have heard of Bilam?
I love the donkey.
There's a talking love the donkey.
Talking donkey. Good. Excellent. Some curses. Comes out of his blessings. Fantastic. Wonderful. Oh, yeah, fair. Okay, so you guys are holding. Excellent. So the entire Parsha, basically Bilam wants to, what happens if you would summarize the Parsha in a nutshell? Bilam wants to
curse
the Jews. What happens when he tries to curse the Jews?
He fails.
He fails because Hashem puts different words in his mouth. Right? For 90% of the Parsha, the Jews are untouchable. as an aside, the Jews don't even know this is happening. The only reason we know this is happening is because Hashem wrote it in the Torah. But at that time, the Jews don't even know this is happening. So Hashem is protecting us in ways we can't even imagine from someone we don't even know, but we're not familiar. Well, they knew him, but like they didn't know it was happening. The Jews are untouchable for 90% of the Parsha. All of a sudden, at the end of the Parsha, what happens? The Jews sin with Knos Moav. You have the whole immorality, idolatry, adultery, whatever. And all of a sudden, there's a plague that kills 24,000 people. What is the difference between the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha? Right? Literally, the only thing that happens is the Avera, is the sin of the Knos Moav. Right? Bnei Yisrael were untouchable for 90% of the Parsha, and all of a sudden, they have this whole sin episode, and then there's a plague, and there's a disaster that Pinchas has to kill Zimri, etc., to stop the plague. Okay, that's just one example. Another example, a little bit more obscure, but brings home the point just as much. The Gemara says in Brachos, in Daf Lama Gimel, that there was a creature called an arod. I don't know if actually that's how you pronounce it. It's Ayin Resh Vav Dalet. Let's call it an arod. Okay? And it was killing people. And if you want some nightmares, so Rashi says it was a cross between a snake and a turtle. I don't know. I feel like that's something in like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, bad guy. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, if you grew up with whatever, okay. Say it. So they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa about this arod. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, tell me where it is. So he went over to where it is, he went to by its lair, and he stuck his foot in the lair, and sure enough, the arod bit him, and the arod died. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa took the arod on his shoulders, brought him to base measures, threw it down on the feet, and he says, see, it's not the snake that kills, or the arod that kills, it's sin. And the Rashi explains a little bit more what was going on over there, that apparently, if an arod bit you back in the day, it was a race to a water source, and whoever got to the water source first would live. If the arod got to the water first, you would die, and if not you, but the Jew would die. And if the Jew got to the water source, then the arod would die. And apparently, Kosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, and that the water source came out from right underneath Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so that he would get to the water right away. Meaning that Kosh Baruch Hu would do miracles. Right? Again, it's not sin. The Gemara says that dies. It's not the arod that kills. Really just sin. If you look in yesterday's Parsha, many sections from yesterday's Parsha, we have psukim like, Hishomer lecha pen tishkakas Hashem elokecha, right? Don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Don't say in your heart, B'kochi v'otzim yadi, don't say that it's my strength that accomplished all these things, right? It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving you, V'zachartaz Hashem elokecha, you should remember Hashem, right? Who knows, say lecha korach lasos chayol, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really doing things behind the scenes. Right, the pasuk says, "Vayayim tishkach ishakach tishkach Hashem lokach." If you forget Hashem, right, and you go after Elokim Achirim, v'avadatam, you serve other gods. Now, another gods, by the way, avodah zarah of back in the day, right? How does that manifest nowadays? None of us are going. I'm going to Greece to bow down at the Acropolis, or whatever. So that we have a stopover through Greece. So maybe we'll go to Athens to see where all, the Jews got killed and where they worshipped all these avodah zarahs, etc. Very exciting. But avodah zarah nowadays doesn't really exist. Why does it really exist? Yeah, your phones, money, good. There is a lot of vestiges, a lot of the things that we worship, right? Elohim Achirim, there are the other gods that we worship that are not necessarily, right, statues and stuff like that. So that is very relevant nowadays. But if you basically kind of avoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk says, if you forget Hashem and you worship these other gods, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bakagoyim asher Hashem ma'abidim ma'avid mipnechem pen kein tov edun," right? We will also be lost just like the Goyim. If we act like the Goyim, we will be treated like the Goyim. Why? So the pasuk says Beferish, Akev, because Lo Sishmun Bekol Hashem Elokecha. Because you didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If we do Averos, then we unfortunately have issues. We say, we had also last week's Parsha, right? We say in Shema every single day. Right? The second paragraph of Shema starts off. How does it start off? Everybody knows. Vayayim Shema Tishmu Matzvos Hashem Elokecha. Right? Asher Nochim Mitzavecha Hayom. What does that mean? We say it every day, but we don't think about what it means. What does it mean? If we listen, El Mitzvosai, until to the mitzvos that Hashem commanded us, right? And then there's bracha, etc., etc. So it says all over the place, right? That Kosh Baruch Hu, right, has this kind of bris with us. But I don't want to focus on the negative so much. I want to focus on the positive, and also bring out that our learning, and again, to leave here, we're going to leave here. We're going to talk about a Kabbalah, that's something that you should accept upon yourself before everybody here leaves here with a Kabbalah, with a little something tiny. We're going to talk about what to accept upon ourselves, but everybody is going to leave here with a way to that they can improve themselves and improve Am Yisrael as well. Let's talk about mitzvos. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Samach Daled. Anybody here say Ein Kelokeinu? No, right? Yeah, you do? Really? Respect. Ah, awesome. Amazing. Okay. I know, we sing in Yisrael. Okay, good. So at the end of it, though, we sing Ein Kelokeinu, but at the end of all of that, there's Pita Makitored, which nobody says. Good. And at the end, we say, good, maybe the Sephardim say it. Okay, I take it back. Sephardim didn't know their stuff. Okay. At the end, we quote a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Daled. Amr Abu Lazar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Have you ever heard that before? No? Okay, it says, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. What increases peace? This is Gemara in Brachos. What increases peace in the world? It's not politics. It's not big armies, although that's all this stuff is necessary. But it's Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. They increase peace in the world. It quotes a pasuk, right? And then it quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. It says, Shalom Rav Lo Havei Sorasecha. Right? There is peace. There's a lot of peace. Rav, lots of peace. Lo Havei Sorasecha. For those who love your Torah. Says the eighth Yosef, who lived in Bialystok in Poland, died about 150 years ago. The bracha that you have, from that the Gemara says, which we didn't quote, but whatever, that we say, is not necessarily only to those who study Torah, but it's also lo havei torasecha, to people who love your Torah, the people who support Torah in any way, whether it's monetarily or living through raising children or encouraging your husband to go learn. I remember at the end of the summer, when the kids were home, my wife sent me back out to Kollel to learn in the morning, even though all the kids were home, and that meant that she couldn't work or whatever. Now I'm talking about her and she's leaving. And I appreciated it so much because I've been learning over the summer, but that's easy to learn when the kids are not home, right? But when the kids are home and she still sends you out to learn, so that's also another way that you can support Torah. We'll talk about what you guys can do, even though you guys don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we'll talk about what you guys can do in a second. But that's just one thing that the Gemara says, we say, guys say, in Eretz Yisrael, we say that every single day, the Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Gemara says in Makos and Daf Yud, the pasuk that you guys know, Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Sharayach Yushalayim, it's a famous song, right? Omdos Hayu Raglenu, our legs were standing, B'Sharayach Yushalayim, in the gates of Yushalayim. The Gemara Darshans, Omdos Hayu Raglenu, what causes our legs to be standing? Standing where? Says the Gemara, in battle. What causes our legs to be standing in battle? Sharayach Yushalayim, the gates of Yushalayim, which the Gemara learns is that the people who are sitting and learning in the gates of Yerushalayim. This is not a political speech. This has nothing to do with the army. I'm just trying to point out what is the success, right, of Am Yisrael. The Gemara says it's through learning. It's through the spiritual realm, right? If you think that you cannot affect Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael when you're sitting in Brooklyn, Queens, Deal, whatever you are, right? It's not true, right? All these sources prove that the mitzvahs and the learning and the Torah that you keep, right, affects Am Yisrael in a very, very, in a very real way. If you don't like the Gemara, you have proofs from the Chumash. The Parshas Bechu Kosai says very, very clear the parallel between keeping the mitzvos and not keeping the mitzvos. By the Parshas Bechu Kosai has the Tochacha. The Tochacha is a bunch of curses, Rachman al-Tzlan, that we would get if we don't keep the Torah. But the first, at the beginning, right, it doesn't start with the negative, it starts with the positive. It starts with all these brachos. If you look at, do yourself a favor, open up the Parsha, right, a lot of beautiful brachos. How do you get those brachos? So the Gemara has, the Pasuk has very clear parallel language. In bechuko saite lechu, if you walk with my chukim, if with my mitzvos, right, ves mitzvos saite shmeru lalechas bahem avasi samosam, and you keep our mitzvos and you do them, then there's a list of brachos. And after that, the Gemara says very parallel, very exact, literally parallel. In bechuko saitim asu, if you are disgusted with my chukim, with my halachos, im losasu is called mitzvos eila. If you don't do all my mitzvos, then there is all, right, all the tochacha on all those types of things, without any fancy drushos, right? This is literally straight up, right? Very straight up in the Chumash. If you look at next week's parsha, right? Just to keep on going a little further, right? If you look at next week's parsha, the beginning, the first pasuk of next week's parsha, Rei Anochi Nosem Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Behold, I am setting before you two things, right? Two things before I'm giving you a bracha, a blessing, uklala, and a curse. Es ha-bracha, right? What's the bracha? Asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. If you listen to all the mitzvos, right? That you listen to all the mitzvos, and then there's all these brachos. And if there's a klala, in lo tishmu, the kol mitzvos, what is it? El mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, v'sar tem min aderech. Right? The Torah is very clear, right? People say that Hashem's ways are like mysterious. They're not so mysterious. On a personal level, they're mysterious. That's for sure. We can't always understand what's going on. But on a national level, the Torah is very, very clear. Right? Mitzvos affect the world, and averus affect the world in a negative way as well. The beginning of the parsha, the beginning of the Torah starts Bereishis, that you guys are familiar, right? What is Bereishis? So if you learn the first few Rashis on the Torah, The Rashi says Bereishis is a contraction. What is it for? Anybody know? It's Bereishis. What does the B stand for? Bishvil. Very good. Who said that? Respect.
Yeah.
Bishvil Reishis. It's for that Hashem created the world for Reishis. And there are several things that are called Reishis throughout the Torah. One of them is Am Yisrael. Another thing is the Torah itself. Right? There are other things that are already fancy drushas like Bikurim and Truma and whatever, but we don't have to get into that. But just very simply, the world is created for us. The world was created for us to keep the Torah. Right? The pasuk says, "Vayer vayivoker yom hashishi," the sixth day of creation. Why it doesn't say hey? It doesn't say harishon, haechad, hasheni, hashishi, etc. It just says 1, 2, 3, 4. Why does it say hashishi, the sixth day? So what did Chazal darshan over there? Anybody know? What was sixth? Anybody know the sixth day? Sixth day of what month? Anybody think of a holiday that falls on the sixth day of a month?
Of
Sivan, very good. That's Shavuos. So the Chazal quote in the Midrashim that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition of creation that if Bnei Yisrael would accept the Torah on the sixth of Sivan, then the world would stay created, and if not, then Kadosh Baruch Hu would revert everything back to Tohu Vavohu. Nothing fancy. This is just Chumash and Rashi and Chumash and Midrashim. Right, this Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, created the world with a spiritual mechanism that our mitzvos, that when we act in a certain way, that has a tangible effect on the world. And when we act conversely in Rahman al-Islam, unfortunately in a negative way, that also has an effect on the world. So that needs to be our focus. Right? That you guys are busy, yes, you're busy 100% in Shidduchim and in learning and getting a degree and building, etc., all the things that you're doing. But that doesn't mean you can't affect what's going on in a very serious way. We are holding in times of we're about to start Elul soon. We're finishing up Chodesh Av. Right? And that, as crazy as it sounds, that means we're almost right by Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva and all that type of stuff. We read on Yom Kippur, the Haftorah of Sefer Yonah, that Tshuva works. Right? The main message, there are a lot of messages, a lot of fancy drushes, rabbis speak before Ne'ilah about Sefer Yonah. The main message, if you read Sefer Yonah, is that Yonah went to Nineveh, said there is a Gzeirah, Ot Shloshim Yom VaNineveh Ne'apechas, that Nineveh is going to be destroyed. And the people of Nineveh did tshuva, and they were spared. That is the message. This is nothing, nothing fancy. This is the message of tshuva that we are about to start. Right? This has a real impact, right, on the world. Right? Again, rally, the hishtadlus that you do, the rallies and the letters to your senator and whatever the donations, and God bless you for all the donations. All that stuff is great, but the real impact that you're going to have in the world is the tshuva and is the mitzvos that you do. Don't let the Yitzhahara tell you that you are insignificant. Right? You, every single person in this room, can impact the safety of Am Yisrael in a very real way. And this can take many forms. For guys, the shmuz is Talmud Torah, a little bit extra learning. Right? That's if you're listening to this and you're a guy, so first of all, I don't know how you got this, but whatever. But for you guys, there are other ways that you can do it. I know there was a guy who was schmoozing with me about, he was dating a girl, and he was very hung up on the fact that she was, every day she watches Netflix. That's how she unwinds at night. I'm not saying, this is not a speech about Netflix. God bless Netflix, or whatever. But he said that every night she unwinds for about 2-3 hours a night, and she watches Netflix. And the shadchan was like kind of pushing him to be like, okay, girls don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah, when they that's how they unwind, they do chesed, whatever they do during the day, but they don't have to be going learning doing night seder. And he was still bothered by it, and I agreed with him in the sense that you can watch Netflix. This is not a speech about Netflix. I don't think you should, but you could. Okay, but just to be clear, there are things you could be doing. Also, in addition to watching Netflix, that don't take a lot of time. When we're talking about small commitments, right? Where Moshe Sternbruch, there's a sefer that was put out by, he lives in Harnof, one of the Gedolim, and lives in Harnof, and he had given a lot of speeches before all this stuff started. I don't know if you heard about this stuff. He gave a speech on Chol HaMoed about the halachos of responding to a war on Yom Tov. This is a speech on Chol HaMoed. It's Chol HaMoed Sukkot, like 3 days before all this stuff went down. So they published basically, I have it in English over here. You should not read it. It's very intense. But he has basically what he explains is that he says that they quote from him, he didn't give a speech then, but he quote from his Sfarim on Chumash that in the times of Yom Mashiach, right, when we're getting close to the redemption, so Kosh Baruch Hu is looking for small acts of tshuva. Right? ordinarily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask us for great levels of tshuva, but in the generations that are close to Mashiach, he says, just a small step, just tiny things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts as if they were tremendous things. Right? And as you guys know, it's so hard to make even a small improvement, but because of the culture that we're steeped in, etc., etc. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So small things that if you watch 2 hours of Netflix at night, so for you to watch an hour and a half, but if you binge four shows every night, I don't know how long the shows are nowadays, but if you binge four shows a night, so for you to binge three shows a night and instead say 10 minutes of Tehillim or 15 minutes of Tehillim for the Sephardim, if you look at the Tehillim for the day, right, it's like five or six a day, right? There's Tehillim is broken down based on, not like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's already a lot, but based on the day of the month, right? It's like four or five prakim. It's not prakim. There's not a lot. It's not so much. You could do that for 15 minutes. My wife does Shnayim Mikra. You could do that for 10, 15 minutes. You take an aliyah a day. Right? You could do that. There are small things that you can do. After all, the Gemara says in Shabbos in Daf Kuvav, Rav Melech Biederman points out that when one person in a chabura is in trouble, so the entire chabura has to be, or passes away, or has really serious issues, so then the rest of the chabura, the rest of the group, right, has to be careful, has to watch out. And Am Yisrael is a big chabura, even though we're broken up into all these different subcultures, right? But we are one big chabura, and we don't have the luxury to say, I live in the five towns. So what's going to happen to me? Okay, the stuff is going on. It's not going to reach me. I'm living in, I don't know, Brooklyn Deal, etc., etc. I don't know why I keep on picking those examples. I don't know, it popped into my head. But we don't have the luxury of saying, it's not going to happen to me, right? We have psukim in this week's parsha that say, don't say that. Don't say, it's not going to happen to me. Because all of Am Yisrael is one big chabura, and we have to take it very seriously. But on the other hand, like the parsha tells us, right, this is a parsha, last week's parsha, right? Kasher yaser ishas b'no Hashem elokecha miyasereka. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasereka gives us yisurim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts us, it's like a father to a son. It's like a parent to a child. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us difficulties, even though we don't necessarily understand. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it in a way just like a parent would do to a child. A father sees that child needs educating, needs correcting. So a parent doesn't slap their kid, Chas v'Shalom, doesn't slap their kid, right, because he hates them, because he wants to teach them the proper activity, the proper action. Right, a four-year-old kid runs into the street. So a parent, to make sure he remembers not to run into the street again, will do something. You won't just like let it go. Either whether that's yelling, whether that's slapping, whether that's punishing. You don't want the kid to run into the middle of the street, right? So you're trying to correct that activity. You kind of correct the behavior. Rav Melech gives an unbelievable mashal, right, to illustrate this situation. He says, let's say a parent sees some incorrect behavior in a child, so they decide to give him a slap or a patch or whatever it is. Okay, that's not PC nowadays. Okay, we're talking about parenting another year. Okay, but the father decides to slap his kid. Okay, fine. Give him a little patch. Kid runs away crying. Okay, and the father wants to know if the kid learned his lesson. So he goes and follows the kid into his room and peeks through the keyhole or whatever. And he sees the kid, instead of thinking about why he got the slap, he's sitting and he's darshaning the slap. He's saying, well, a slap was, there's a hand and it's open and there's a certain speed and it collides with the skin and there's some redness and there's some pain and it fades afterward. And the father's sitting there and be like, that's not, the slap is not the point, right? The slap is to correct a certain behavior, right? When we hear of all the news, right, and all the, well, first of all, I don't know if you know this, tremendous nisim, tremendous miracles in Eretz Yisrael the last 24 hours, I don't know if you know if you're aware, if you're paying attention, I don't know, that there was this preemptive strike on like 6,000 rockets or something that was supposed to be shot, I don't know, depending on what you believe. There was a suicide bomber who had a truck that blew up prematurely, that also just pure nisim that are happening in Eretz Yisrael. But even when there are Rachman al-Tzlan worse things, right? We very often are peeled to the news. We're like, oh, how many terrorists were there, and could they have cut him off, and what about this? What about that? So Rav Melech says, don't analyze the news. Analyze the why. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a slap? We don't have the luxury of saying there's nothing going on, right? We have to internalize Hashem's messages and realize that there is something that we need to do. So what are we able to do? I think basically, I don't need to beleaguer that point. I think all of us understand that there's serious messages, whatever the message is, right, on a personal level, everybody, Hashem is speaking to all of us during this time. And the question becomes, right, what are we supposed to do? What is our response to these types of things? A Jew's response to tragedy is to look inward. Is not to be like, oh, it was what terrible timing. I can't believe that this happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu works out every single detail. Right? Our response when we hear about a tragedy that doesn't necessarily affect us personally is how can we fix ourselves? Like we said, our mitzvot impact Am Yisrael in a very serious way. So how can we do tshuva? How can we improve ourselves? The Vilna Gaon, Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes in that sefer, he quotes the Vilna Gaon. He says that while for guys it's limud Torah, for women have something to do as well. And for you guys it's tznius, it's midos, and it's lashon hara. Those are the three things. That's what Vilna Gaon says. Right? It's to work on those three things. Rav Moshe Sternbach points out that the pasuk literally addresses tznius. In this one, I'll just quote word for word because it is important. In Parshas Kisese, the pasuk says, right, if you want to write, if you're writing it down, it's Devarim Chaf Gimel Yud Tesvav. Pasuk says, where is it? Yeah. Ki Hashem Elokecha Mitalech Bekerev Machanecha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is walking in your midst, amidst the camp. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with us every single day. La'atzilcha, to save you. Yeah, v'laseis oivecha lafanecha, and to place your enemies in front of you, meaning to make you victorious over your enemies. V'yah machanecha kadosh. How do you do that? It's if your machane, if your dwellings, if your the place you live is holy. How so? V'lo yirve v'cha ervas davar. Kadosh Baruch Hu should not see from you any ervas davar. That erva is the word that Kadosh Baruch Hu uses, the Torah uses to connote any type of arayos, any type of immorality, any type of inappropriate behavior or actions or whatever. B'shav me'acharecha, because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees ervas davar, something that is inappropriate, so Kadosh Baruch Hu shav me'acharecha, he leaves us, he kind of takes a step, kivyachol, takes a step backwards. So that's something that you guys have a koach to do. Whether I'm not here, again, this is not a speech about tznius specifically, but tznius is something that literally affects our abilities. The pasuk, it's a straight pasuk. Right, it literally affects our abilities to be victorious over our enemies and to stay safe. Another koach you guys have is to daven. We mentioned tehillim, a little bit of tehillim, a little bit of davening. I don't know how many tefillos you guys say a day. Right, during the day you're busy, that's for sure. My wife is very makbid to say ma'ariv every single day. Why? Because ma'ariv, you're literally 5 minutes before you go to bed, you could say ma'ariv. Right, you're not busy 5 minutes before you go to bed. Right, maybe you're binging your shows or whatever it is. You're just flipping through, I don't know, Instagram or whatever popular nowadays. But you're not 5 minutes before you go to bed. Before you get into pajamas, you could say Myron. That's not a big commitment. She's very careful with that. And of course, as we said before, Coach Mark is not looking for big effort. We're not talking about changing your entire lifestyle. We're talking about tiny little things, tiny kabbalas, tiny things that you can accept upon yourselves. So make a small effort, right? Say, whether even if it's one parat tehillim, one tefillah, one piece of chumash, right, to learn every single day, one thing in Shmiras HaLashon, they have this Chafetz Chaim thing, right, with the wrong picture of the Chafetz Chaim, right, with the picture of his, what was it, his butcher or something, I don't even know, but it's the wrong picture on like the Shmiras HaLashon. Yeah, the like, picture with the guy with the payas, yeah, it's the wrong picture. Is it him? Now they changed it maybe? I don't know. The old, oh, maybe they have a different picture now. Anyway. Oh yeah? Oh, so it's not him. It's not it. Yeah, I'll show you a picture. We'll Google it. It's fine. But whatever. That's not the point. The point is that you have these like less than a day, right? That you can have these things. It's not, we're not looking for big kabbalas over here. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, wants from us. Because Ramelech gives a tremendous mashal. He says if you're laying on the train tracks, we're almost done. If you're laying on the train tracks, right, and you know just for whatever reason, right, and the train is coming at you and it's blaring its horn, right? That's the imagery you can use, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is blaring his horn at us. And the train is coming. All you need to do, right, is roll off the tracks. And you'll be fine. Right? You don't need to run a mile or 10 or 20 or make this whole... All you have to do is roll over. Right? We just need a little bit of effort. Right? Small change, right, goes a tremendous way. You know, in a normal year, right, we have Chodesh Av before Elul. Why do we have that? Well, for many reasons. But because in Chodesh Av, we see the devastation, right, that happens as a result of sin, right? As we know, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed from all these averos, right? That's what we see in Chodesh Av. In Chodesh Elul, we start talking about tshuva, right? And we see that that's a real thing. It's not just something that we talk about in Rosh Hashanah, etc. that's we see the devastation in Av. That comes right before Elul, and that motivates us to do tshuva. This year, I would argue we don't really need it because we all see what's going on. We all see what's going on. So we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that relationship with us. And we're going to say in the Yom Noraim, Avinu Malkenu, right? Avinu is our father. Before he's our king, he's our father. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that relationship with us. Right? Pasuk says, last week's Parsha, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks, I don't remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us through the desert, right? Just like a father carries his son. Right? Again, we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts us like a father to the son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like, you know, like our father. And he wants that relationship with us. He wants to get close to us. And, you know, we say that, does anybody know what Hashem's response to the first sin in history was? We all know that Adam and Chava sinned, right? It's Adas.
He said, good. Where are you?
Oh, very good. So most people, if you ask them, what did Hashem do when Adam and Chava sinned? They'd say, he punished them. But the first thing Hashem said when Adam and Chava were hiding from Hashem, right? Because they sinned, right? And they felt bad. Right, and they were hiding, they put on clothes or whatever that means. Right, so that's what we do, right? The moment we sin, we're like, oh, Hashem must hate us now. Right, and we run away and we hide and whatever. First thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them was, Ayeka, where are you? Right, why are you hiding? Why are you running away from me? And right, that's what he said. Ayeka is the same letters.
Please
spell it. Aleph Yud Chaf Hey. That is the same letters as Echa. Right, we had Megillas Echa, when we are on Tisha B'Av, right, when we cry, Echa, how could this have all happened? Right, Echa is the same word as Ayeka. Right, when we mourn and we have this, you know, this whole tragedy for the Beis Hamikdash and all the stuff, all the history of Am Yisrael, right, because of Echa, because, you know, where, you know, all this, because how could it have happened? That's the same word as Ayeka. Where are you? Then really through Echa, right, through the mourning of, you know, this missing, this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, really it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu calling out to us and saying, where are you? I want to have a relationship with you. So Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zocha, that when we have a situation of Echa, and Am Yisrael has been in Echa for probably, you know, the last 11 months, right? But when you have that situation, it's maybe 12 is a leap year, right? I don't remember. But when you have that situation of Echa, really, right, really it's a call for Ayeka, that where are you? Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking for us, right, to take that step, that small, tiny step, right, towards him, right, and begin that repairing of the relationship. So everybody here has to, you don't have to tell me what it is, but everybody here right now has to accept upon themselves a Kabbalah, something small, something that will take them 2 minutes, right, a day. I gave you guys a couple suggestions. You can think about it on your own, where everybody in their own place, and leave here with a Kabbalah to improve, and to accomplish, right, and literally to save Am Yisrael with your mitzvos, and the mitzvah Shem will be Zocha, right, to see the coming of the Mashiach, and we'll all go get towards Yom Noraim and Gemach Chasim Tov for everybody, even because I'm not necessarily going to see you, although some come back Shabbat, so maybe I will see you. But it's great to see everybody. Thank you for coming out.
Rose.
Thank you for coming out. I appreciate
God
it.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's right. Good to see you guys. Yeah, of course. Great to see you guys.